Hi, welcome to session 12 of Vision Destiny 2022, sharing my journals of 2021 so far, just to give you some insight of some of the things God's been saying to me, some of the things God's been doing and we've done, some of the things I've been doing with other groups, legislatively, governmentally, with the Earth Shield and various things like that. Some of the themes have been repeated, and God does repeat himself. Well, is he repeating himself? Maybe I just need more and more drip feeding of the same things in different ways through the year, producing themes that when I then review and produce these videos, then I'm drawing together and I can see the themes more clearly. At the time, they're just my experiences day by day, but then you can see realms of light, unconditional love, limitless grace, particularly triumphant mercy. That's been a theme for this year, exposing the great deception of why people are trapped in the bondage of the do-it-yourself tree, independent knowledge, time, union, cosmic dimensions, a lot of these things, and more recently engaging with the solar system and the other planets and different things. So the 25th of March, Sun perichoresis, which is a word that describes the circle of the relationship or the circle of the dance, some people call it, or the circle of the conversation between Father, Son, and Spirit, is a union of oneness where hearts, minds, and purposes are 100% synchronized in love with no individual agendas, but we do have personalities and roles. A body is in union and moves as one, even though it's made up of many individual parts, and so it must be with the mind. And I think it's important that we're one, not fractured. All who are in union, though they are part of the body of Christ, must have the mind of Christ with one intention and no individual agendas. This is corporate worship, all surrendered to obedience of heart, mind, and purpose, focused on the intention of the Father's heart. So when you look at a group of sons, that might seem impossible. And actually, when you look at all our individual stuff and all our histories and all the things that we're still struggling with, coming to one heart, one mind and purpose seems hard. But it says, remember, there's nothing impossible for us. Bringing the sons of God to a joint consciousness is only something we can do. But we did that with the early church, who gathered waiting for what was promised, and we will do it again. When hearts are tuned, turned towards us, we will unify the minds into the union and oneness that's required to create a new reality. To create a whole reality for creation, it is going to require a union of our minds as sons. We're not going to do it individually. We're not going to do it in small groups. We need a oneness and of a whole oneness that God is wanting to bring us into. When the hearts of our sons know the passion of our heart for restoration and resonate, they will have one desire above all others. So it's joining us to him and the essence of who the Father is, who God is, but also his purposes, his passions, that they become ours. Resonance will produce a union as the desires of our heart and the thoughts of our mind become the one voice with which our sons speak. Let's speak with one voice. And let it be the voice of God, not the voice that they spoke with at Babel, which was a different voice, a voice of independence. When our sons speak with one voice, it will be like the sound of many waters, that the light of creation will respond to form reality. And light does respond to the observer when the observer speaks and thinks with oneness, no doubt. Son, there are many things that hinder our sons being in union that need to be addressed, but the root of all obstacles is fear, and all fear is the result of not knowing unconditional love. Fear is the ultimate deception, as it, in reality, everything exists within unconditional love, within us, but the illusion of separation creates fear. Only perfect love, which is unconditional, can remove all fear from the hearts and minds of our children. Only face-to-face intimacy can reveal unconditional love, because there can be no separation when looking into our eyes. So there's a process here. When we start to draw near to God and we begin to know who he really is, it then creates an acceptance in unconditional love, which drives fear from us. Perfect love casts out fear. dwelling face to face. And when I put a capital F, it's God's face to our face, heart to heart, God's heart to our heart, mind to mind, God's mind to our mind, produces a state of enlightened consciousness that we desire all our children to have by personal experience, so they can be at rest in union with us, each other, and creation. Son, that is why we have placed the desire to return to the eternal state within the hearts of all our children, so they will be drawn home and become the example all creation is longing for. Son, even with the most fallen of beings, there is a deep longing to return that is what you connect with when seeking to restore them. It may be buried, it may be covered in darkness, they may not even be able to discern it, but it is there. As the hearts of our children begin to feel our desires for restoration, the resonance created with agreement will begin to awaken all creation to a love consciousness. As this is happening, the frequency of creation is rising and the energy for transformation is being generated by the light of love and truth, so limitless grace and triumphant mercy will be released to restore all things. Again, there's a process that we're in the center of. March the 29th. Son, mankind must enter into a season of enlightenment and rest, enlightened rest, awakened to love, to be able to bring that glorious freedom to creation. Our freedom will free creation. That is why the battle is for our freedom, and the deception is to keep us from that freedom and from that truth. To truly enter rest, following the path of the tree of independent knowledge must be abandoned. Therefore, there will be a series of events that will shake trust in the global knowledge-based systems. All the systems developed in independence will be challenged so mankind can see the futility of independence and the striving for identity it creates. Only enlightenment to the identity of sonship will free our children from the striving that produces the evil of toil, labor, and hardships in lost identity. All our children are living in the poverty of unrealized potential and unfulfilled intention, deceived into striving using the works-based self-effort of independence. The great deception has kept mankind living in the darkness of and futility of fear, trapped in performance-oriented life of lost identity. Only the light of love and truth, shining with limitless grace and triumphant mercy, can bring the enlightenment and awakening needed to free our children from the prison of independent lost identity. Only the glorious rising and shining of the sons of God, living in the knowledge of their true identity, can awaken the rest of our children to unconditional love. Love, which is conditional on behavior or a standard of performance, is not love at all, but works, and it is the deception of trying to earn our love and acceptance that is behind all religious effort. It is religious or humanistic effort to prove to be worthy that is the manifestation of mankind's lost identity and the striving for self-respect, self-realization, and all self. Only in awakening to reconciliation, inclusion, the reconciliation and inclusion of unconditional love can bring freedom from the slavery of lost identity. And that has to be relational. It has to come from an intimacy with the Father. How can we know that we are sons if we don't have a father relationship? The great deception has trapped our children in the belief that they are not acceptable to us as they are, and therefore they strive to perform. All religion has resulted from the fear of independence and makes a God in its own image who needs appeasing through the works of sacrifice and offering to make people acceptable. The God of religion, little g, is an angry, distant deity who can never be satisfied and is to be feared and regularly appeased by the works of performance. That is not who we are. We are love and light, and even our fire is refining and purification. So it's important to realize that who God really is and how he is described must be experienced, and that brings change and transformation to us. Son, you know the freedom that unconditional love has brought you and how accepting that you are loved and are already worthy by birthright has revealed your sonship identity. And that's been my journey, my process. That enlightenment has brought you the rest of love, joy, and peace, so you can live love, love living, and live loving, and that is what all our children crave but strive for. And you cannot strive for it, you must just receive it by grace and mercy. Only as more of the sons of God live in the glorious freedom of their glorious identity and glorious position, shining in their glory, can the light of love and truth bring about the awakening of humanity from the futile lives of self. The whole of creation is groaning, longing, and waiting for the revealing of the glorious light of sonship, and we will shake the very foundation of independence to reveal our sons. Prepare the Joshua generation to be shaken from the great deception, to be exposed so they can be enlightened to unconditional love by the light of love and truth. Sometimes it takes a shaking to bring us to our senses, I guess. 30th of March. Son, receive the mercy so that many in creation, so many in creation need to triumph over judgment that is not coming from heaven. Heaven's judgment has already been passed. Man's judgment is an ongoing judging of behavior and therefore seeks to punish the behavior. So it's important that we receive mercy so that mercy can be released. Heaven's judgment is clear. The whole of creation has been pronounced not guilty and is innocent of all accusations brought from all sources. From our perspective, creation's innocence was agreed and guaranteed before the beginning, and therefore restoration is certain, but we do not operate independently of our children. We desire agreement and union of hearts and minds, oneness. We desire relational union, agreement, and cooperation with the desires and intentions of our heart, and we are constantly working to bring good out of every situation. God is not a passive God. Restored harmony within all of creation is our intention because we are passionate about all we have created. The more our sons receive and know our mercy and unconditional love, the easier it will be for union and limitless grace to restore relationship between all creation. It is sons made in our image who are responsible as co-heirs with us to establish kingdom government and expand peace throughout the dimensions. Creation needs demonstrations of triumphant mercy to awaken it to a conscious awareness of unconditional love, so all within it will be able to be set free. I felt waves of mercy within the light radiating from the Father's face, each wave going deeper and deeper and deeper into my being. The more those waves kept coming, the more compassion and love I began to feel for creation and all that's within it, and the more mercy I was able to absorb. Son, you must encourage our sons to abide here as you do, so their capacity for unconditional love and mercy can increase. I felt inspired with the intentions of the Father's heart, so I engaged the fiery portal within the constellation of Cancer, which was drawn and was drawn to the golden group of portals. Now, it wasn't as if the Father just said, go to that constellation, but when I engaged with his heart, it inspired me and I knew that I just needed to go. It wasn't something that I planned, I'd like to go there. It was just inspired, and that inspiration can only come from heart-to-heart union. As I engaged the central portal that connected all the others within that group, I felt such a deep, almost overwhelming sense of loss, and it's emotions that I'm picking up mostly. I was drawn just within the event horizon, where I felt an even greater sense of what this dimension was suffering from. In contrast to the external appearance of the portal being gold, within there was a total and complete opposite, that of deep deprivation and poverty beyond my ability to even express. I felt such shame and loss that the original intention of God as creator had been so tarnished that there was nothing even shiny or reflective, and everything was absorbed. The whole dimension seemed to be absorbing light and therefore was dim and dark, and there was no reflection. I could sense and feel nothing was reflecting the light that is God, and therefore there was this dimming. It was so horrible. The light had no capacity to reflect, but that was just an external symptom of the shame that dominated this environment. I released all the mercy I had absorbed, but this time, being still entangled with the mercy coming from the Father's face, I became a conduit for mercy to triumphantly begin to overcome generations of shame. Mercy continued to ripple out wave after wave until finally I felt my task had been accomplished, and then I saw a golden glow as if the dawn was just about to break forth. I felt such a relief as the weight of shame I empathized with was lifted and I was consciously back with the Father. Son, our sons are mandated to engage the dimensions as you have done, but they must be able to absorb our mercy and have the capacity for unconditional love. Humanity's understanding of judgment must be transformed by the truth of our true essence so that righteousness and true justice is triumphant mercy can overcome the deception. There's no difference between justice and mercy from God's perspective. We separate them, but they're truly a reflection of the reconciliation and inclusion that has already been at work through the cross. 31st of March, engaging with the Father face to face, I looked deeply into his eyes, and again, wave after wave of mercy rolled over me. This was something that was a theme, and in this season, I engage mercy continually, really. As I absorbed that triumph of mercy, I became saturated, completely filled, until it felt I had no more capacity. Inspired by mercy, I engaged the earth shield this time. Father said, Son, you must abide in this state so you're not just a container of mercy, but a conduit of our triumphant mercy. In the light of the earth shield, I began looking to release that mercy. Where could I release it? And for angelic beings, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and prudence came around me, and it was like they blocked my sight into the earth, so I had to feel. And at that moment, it was like the eyes of my heart, my emotions opened, and I began to connect and empathize with the emotions of those who desperately needed mercy on the earth. I felt lostness, hopelessness, despair, loneliness of the marginalized, stigmatized, abused, and isolated. So I just released all the mercy I had absorbed, but mercy kept flowing from the Father's face in a steady, inexhaustible supply. But it felt like there needed to be a huge pipeline and I was just a straw. So it does require so many of us to be able to release this. I heard and felt the intention of the Father's heart that mercy must go beyond their children on earth to creation itself that has just as much need. The angelic beings around me blocked the eyes of my heart towards people and opened my heart towards creation, focusing my attention on how the earth felt initially. To begin with, I felt similar emotions like isolation and separation from sonship, but then I began to feel the effects of the abuse that different parts of creation had suffered. I began to sense the earth, air, sea, water, trees, plants, animals, birds, fish, and I became even more aware of their lostness, hopelessness, despair over their treatment by humanity. Such sorrow about the pollution of the land, sea, air, the asset stripping, extinction events, deforestation, overfishing, whaling, plasticizing, and becoming a rubbish dump for our refuse. And I felt it, and I felt it deep, and I felt shame. I felt sad. I felt responsible as for mankind. As stewards of what we were called to do, we've misused our position of authority to abuse, dishonor, disrespect the planet as humanity. Mankind worked with creation in harmony. Humanity has abused that position and effectively dominated the whole of creation in a negative way. I immediately ask for forgiveness as a son of God on behalf of humanity for its callous treatment of creation, for its selfishness and self-centeredness and indifference and dishonoring and disrespecting and abuse. I felt such compassion and empathy that I became a channel for mercy to flow through me like a mighty river of justice into the earth, the land, the sea, the air, the core, the crust, as a conduit for the Father's love and compassion. I knew that this was not enough. Humanity needs to wake up to the truth and become aware of its responsibility towards creation and be restored to harmony. Son, more of our sons must desire to abide here to become conduits of our unconditional love. limitless grace and triumphant mercy to restore peace and harmony to creation. Son, you've already experienced some of the dimensional disharmony and isolation from just two dimensions within one constellation. There is so much more to engage with. Creation is groaning with pain and loss and is longing for the revealing of sons who will restore relationship, take responsibility for its freedom and harmony. Humanity's independence from us has also resulted in its independence and separation from creation. The consequence of lost identity is always separation and lost relationship. Son, continue to be a channel for our triumphant mercy, unconditional love, and limitless grace by staying in rest, living loved, loving living, and living loving. We cannot release what we haven't received. And the more real it is, and the more meaningful it is, what we receive, the more we will be able to release it, and the more powerful the release of it will be. And we need to do that, not just towards our children, but towards all creation. So as we come into this union, we will begin to engage all of creation as we're aligned to the Father's heart. Feel our heart's desire and passion for restoration, and be motivated and inspired to persevere and never give up in your pursuit of fulfilling your destiny as a co-heir and a co-creator. Son, wear the crown of mercy with honor and respect for creation by being clothed in the glorious light of your sonship. 1st of April. Son, great changes must take place to bring to an end the deception and influence of the control systems that originate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Our children must mostly oblivious to what influences and controls their minds and lives. But an awakening is taking place, and the light of truth is beginning to reveal the systems of slavery. So many of our children have lost the ability to discern along with their identity and blindly follow the societal and cultural norms they're conditioned by. Some foreigners are beginning to question and challenge the norms, and protests are a sign that some are beginning to wake up to some truth. Those who claim to follow Jesus but accept division, violence, conflict, and tribalism are totally deceived and have been so programmed by religion and fear that they are willing to embrace war over peace. The political spirit is rampant within the evangelical system, and many of the so-called prophetic movements are completely deceived into looking for political solutions and are not seeking first our kingdom. The combination of the political and religious spirit is a powerful deceptive force that has hoodwinked so many into blindly believing and following lies and conspiracies. The light of truth is going to expose the lack of the fruit of the spirit operating within those systems, and many will be shocked into examining what and who they are following. The theology, doctrines, and leaders behind these movements are going to be scrutinized by the Spirit of Truth and weighed in the balances, and they will be found wanting. The judgment of those systems will result in our children waking up to the reality that they have been deceived, and there is no guilt, shame, condemnation, as justice and mercy always follows judgment. It's not judgment to death, it's judgment to life. It's not punishment, it's a verdict. That verdict enables you to see and discern. Son, all the systems are being weighed and put on trial within the courts of heaven, and the verdicts are releasing the mandates for the great shakings that are and will be taking place. These shakings are not for punishment, but for redemption. The light of love and truth is revealing the deceptions, and limitless grace and triumph of mercy are being poured out from heaven and through the earth shield into the earth. The resultant global awakening of consciousness of the consciousness of humanity will accelerate the process of restoration as more of our children become aware of our desires and intentions. The heart of God will inspire great change. The great revealing of love will shake the religious systems characterized by dead works, and many will be set free from the duty to and bondage to the law, duty, and obligation that they are trapped in. Son, the political and religious spirit has used the front of Talmudic and Christian Zionism to fulfill its agenda, but their desired goal of one counterfeit new world order of government is neither religious nor political. There's something more behind it. The light of truth needs to be focused from the earth shield to shine on very specific targets so they can be brought into the light and exposed as deception. Your mandate gives you the authority to shine the light onto the deception of eschatology, to reveal how it has deceived our children into believing in the failure of the sonship mandate and therefore requiring rescue. And that's really why I'm writing a book on the restoration of all things, really eschatology of the restoration of all things, simply because I'm mandated to do it, and I can see how damaging believing these lies have been to the church, to people in general, who have this societal expectation of doom and gloom and judgment. Others have different targets to focus on, but the light of love and truth will shine so brightly that nothing will escape and remain hidden. Everything that originated from the Luciferian rebellion that resulted in mankind's independence will be shaken, and only that which is founded on the kingdom of righteousness, mercy, and loving kindness will remain. The fiery truth of our loving presence will consume everything before it like a wildfire of loving kindness that will restore all things. We are love, spirit, light, and fire, and all will come to know us and be restored. And the more I've engaged with the Father, the more I've got to know the Father's heart, the more restoration becomes just so obvious and so inevitable. But we're involved and we're at the center of it. Our restoration is linked to the restoration of the rest of creation. Therefore, it's so important that we are restored. And that process is restoring people, bringing them out from under the darkness of religious deception, bringing them into sonship, setting them free from their earthbound existence so they can engage heaven, live in dual realms. All of these things are a process that's been happening. You know, I've gone through these processes in my own life. I know there's a journey that everyone is on. Where they are on that journey, it may feel like they've never even started or not even moved, but there is a journey. There are steps. There are processes. God is at work. He's not passive. He's active. He's proactive. He's seeking us. He's engaging us. He sent his Son. He came. He reconciled. He already has included. He's already not counting anything against anyone. He's done everything necessary. Now it's up to us to engage that, come into the truth of it, and reveal it for the whole of creation to be restored. But first of all, we must come into the true freedom of the revelation of who God is. That's why engaging it face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind, understanding, experiencing, engaging the light of his love is so important. And this journey is revealing the depth and passion that God has for his children and for the whole of creation. And he's wanting to inspire us. He wants to equip us. He wants to transform us. He wants to bring us out of the deception and bondage that we've been in into the freedom and glory of the light that is our inheritance. It's so wonderful to be able to dwell in the light realm around the Father, to engage his face, to engage his heart, to go deeper into him, to be conformed to the matrix of light that gives the revelation of his intentions, his desires, so that we can be moved by those intentions and desires. It brings us into that state of deep, deep rest that means we're not operating out of fear, anxiety, worry, but we're operating in love. We're operating in grace and mercy. We are living in love, joy, and peace. We're an expression of that. We are a channel for that into the world. We are had to have flowing from our innermost being, the core of our being, rivers of living water, the water of heaven, the river of life, the crystal river of energy and truth and light and knowledge and love. Let's experience it, and then we can release it. You know, we cannot release what we've not experienced. So let's be those that draw near, set the desires of our heart to engage and enter into a deeper, more intimate relationship. And anything that's hindering us from that relationship, let that be consumed by the loving fire of God's presence that will consume all guilt, shame, condemnation, our being tethered to our past, tethered to the earth, being set free to truly know who we are and to begin to function as sons of light in the realms of heaven and earth and all the dimensions to bring about the restoration of creation. So I just want to end with a short activation. And again, I just encourage you to close your eyes and just begin to enter a state of rest. Just slow down everything. Set aside all thoughts and anxieties or worries or concerns or fears by focusing your attention on the solution. The solution is God Himself. Love wins. Love conquers. Love overcomes. Focus on love. Breathe in slowly and deeply. And just begin to rest your body, your mind, your emotions, focusing on the very presence of God, His name, as love. Just breathe in that unconditional love. Let it fill you. Let it touch every part of you. Let it set you free. Let it heal you. Let it restore you. Let it make you one. And be still and feel loved. Feel His love surrounding you, cocooning you, as you are ceasing from striving. You can receive, you can experience, you can know. Just rest. Let Him love you. Let Him show you how much He loves you. The Father reveals Himself as love, as joy, as peace, as truth, as limitless grace, triumphant mercy. All of that reality come around you, renewing your mind, healing your hearts, giving you heart-to-heart cardiogenosis, knowledge of the truth. And in that place, that safe place of rest, He's in you, you're in Him. Set the desires of your heart upon the realm of light, His presence, face to face. And now just see yourself in that realm, looking into His eyes, being drawn deeper and deeper and deeper into Him, into His love, into His light. And just open up your hearts, open up your minds, and allow the Father to reveal all that He needs to show you, take you everywhere you need to go. Unveil your sonship. Reveal the truth.